sponsors are back from vacation. It's Giorgio, Jr., and Gordo to start your week once again at 5:36 here on The Ticket. Thanks to Mike Saroy and Mike Ducey and Sean Bass and all the others who filled in for us last week as we took a spring break. But we are back, and we have so much to catch up on.
Woohoo! We're back!
Who was it that said we're back, biatches? Was that Brett Hull or somebody? It's one of those celebratory... I thought it was...
We're back, bitches.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
One of the shows plays it a lot. Was some guy going crazy.
Sam Ellinger's alter ego? Evil Sam Ellinger?
Might be. Cray Trey, do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, we're back. I don't know.
Okay,
don't
well, know. There
Maybe
you
it's
have
a movie
it.
And Cray Trey's laying out on us, so that's a good way to get back.
Oh, you had some fun there, going. Didn't we?
But we got a lot to catch up on, from the NCAA tournament to what the Cowboys and the Mavericks have been up to since we've been away. Some stories of what I did on my spring break coming up at 8:15 this morning. Some of it good, some of it bad. But I think an interesting tale in any event. Did you guys have a good break?
Hell yeah.
All rested and ready to go?
Had a great one.
I don't know about rested, but yes.
Oh, no. What are you sporting over there in facial hair?
I didn't have this by the time
Were you all the way
left?
Down to mustache?
Yeah, I think he was down to that.
Oh, you had the soul patch,
mustache
too.
And soul patch.
Yeah. All right, shadows were playing tricks on me there. I thought that maybe you didn't have a soul patch and just gone... Mustache.
No, I need to grow the beard back out, though.
He had the soul patch and the Hitler when we left.
No, that's right.
It's not a Hitler.
Right.
It's not a Hitler. It's a Doc Holliday. No, that's what I call him.
Okay. I guess that's what Michael Jordan said,
docking.
When he cut that underwear commercial. Did the alarm seem extra rude this morning? Like, what in the world is that thing doing going off at this hour?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
My favorite thing about the break was sleeping in naturally until the sun woke me up, which was 7:30 every morning.
Could be 7:30, maybe 7:45, 8.
Yep. Nothing rude about the awakening.
No. And I told myself psychologically, too, going to bed, okay, don't forget, that alarm's going to seem a little early. And I woke up to, where am I, what day is it, and why is this thing making that kind of noise? But I didn't go to the second alarm. I was up and ready to go. I was ready to see you guys again. Seems like we've been away for a long time. It was a week and a day, which almost made it seem like a two-week vacation, didn't it?
I loved it. I loved taking a spring break. We rarely do that on this show, take a full week. We each take a few days here and there, springtime, but we rarely take a full week, and I kind of liked it.
Yeah, and man, I took full advantage. I went to Miami, went hard, partied all day, and
Good.
Threw rocks at police at night. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Need some cell phone video of that.
Jeez. You seen some of that? Did you stay plugged in enough to see some of that?
Yeah,
that
some of it.
Spring break riots.
Yeah.
Let's
go to spring break, and let's party, and then let's riot at night.
I was in one of those modes of being half plugged into the news.
Yeah, I pretty much was too. But
somewhat disengaged.
Yeah, I was pretty disengaged too and pretty unplugged, but I did see some highlights or lowlights from Miami and some other spring break spots where, yeah, I guess it's pretty much over and we can just go back to doing whatever we want.
We're back!
That's Sam Ellinger.
That's real Sam Ellinger.
Yeah. Are you talking about what Bad Radio or now the Hang Zone plays and it sounds like the fake Tom Gribble?
I don't know.
Yeah, does he say we're back? Yeah, about that, bitches?
That may be it.
Yeah.
Watch your language, George. Jeez.
Yeah, that is, I think that's what you're thinking of. Maybe it's a combo of Sam Ellinger and the guy who's screaming when they took that from
the airstrike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. And they found that audio a long time ago, and they thought it sounded a lot like Gribble, so they
say hell
the
yeah
open.
Bitches.
Hell yeah, bitches. That's right. That's what right. It is. Okay.
So I'm mixing a few different things there.
Yeah. Okay. Now we got that straightened out. You also mentioned a Hitler mustache, I believe.
Oh, I didn't mention it.
Speaking of which,
Craig
I did not.
As always.
But you, that's right. You just grew the mustache. Craig then talked about it.
I didn't grow the mustache. I have a Doc Holliday.
Okay. I may go with a little more recent figure.
There's no way that this is...
That is just as much Hitler as my hairstyle before the break.
No, your hairstyle was full Hitler.
It was not.
It was too.
It was not.
And you're always ranting and kind of half German.
I don't even know any German. I didn't watch much television, but I did catch a little bit of Saturday Night Live this last Saturday. Did you guys watch that at all?
No, I missed. Mm-hmm. I normally see it. I missed all of it.
I think it's worth going back and maybe looking at a couple of sketches.
Who's the host?
Maya Rudolph.
Ah, okay.
Who I think is really funny.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
And she does okay. I've been laughing at this since Saturday.
Good.
And I couldn't wait to play it for you guys in case you didn't see it. She does a really funny, I think Kamala Harris, I think she's pretty much dead on there. Or at least a funny caricature of, I don't know if she's, you know, exactly sounds like her and looks like her, but she also does a really good Beyonce. And they had this ridiculous bit of a show called Hot Ones with this beta male who hosted. It's played by Mikey Day. He's bald and he's got a very hipster beard. And it's a show where they throw out hot questions to celebrities while they taste hot wings.
What? Oh, there's an actual
show.
It's like that.
Is it,
yeah.
There's a real show called this?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm behind on that.
Yeah, and they get huge stars that go on that thing.
And they eat hot wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Man, I had no idea. All right, I need to research that show and look into it and see going to be even funnier. This on it. Because part of what made me laugh about this is there's no way anyone would ever come up with this concept for a show.
And it's a real show.
It turns out it's a real show. And they take it just to, you know, extreme measures. You can see if you're going to do a bit on that, of course, the wings are going to be really hot and the, you know, the guest is going to get uncomfortable. And sure enough, that happens to Beyonce. But just listen to the first, I don't know, minute or so where they introduce Beyonce and then introduce the first hot wings that she's going to enjoy.
Hot Ones, the show where celebrities answer hot questions while eating even hotter wings.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Sean Evans. I am joined today by royalty, a Grammy-winning recording artist, actress, and icon.
You think he's got the voice down of a guy who would host a show like this? I think Mikey Day is pretty funny.
Right. Beyonce Knowles Carter.
She's got the wig on that she had at the Grammys.
Truly an honor.
I know.
I cannot believe you're on Hot Ones.
Now I feel you. I still can't tell if this is beneath me. But my sister Solange loves this show, so I said I'd do it.
All right. Let's go ahead and start with a mild wing here.
Mild? Come on now. I'm from Texas, baby. This girl can handle her wings. Let's start with this one right here.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. This is Hitler's music anus up. Roasted wing.
We got to hear the
anus roasted.
This is the thing that's been killing me since Saturday
right
night.
Here.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. This is Hitler's anus roasted reaper size with a Scoville rating of 135,600.
I don't love the name, but the wing looks good.
Mm-hmm.
She's got that Beyonce lazy talk now.
Okay. The bottle. That's a picture.
Yeah, what is the artwork on?
He's bent over. You can see his butt.
Oh, jeez.
He's fully clothed.
Uh-huh. Now, give us the name of it again, George.
Hitler's Anus Reaper Sauce.
God.
It's roasted.
Was it roasted?
Yeah, Hitler's Anus Roasted Reaper Sauce.
Roasted. That's the first sauce she's going to try.
Yeah.
And, of course, she...
You got to work up to Hitler's anus, don't you?
That's what I think. That's the first one.
Mark.
Oh, come on. That's been said many times in ticket history, right?
No. I think that's a first. But I don't know, man. That just struck me as... That's the first time I've laughed that hard at a Saturday Night Live bit in a long time. And I've rewound just to hear that name again and look at that bottle.
The only time it may have ever been said is when there were a few generals around a table in a bunker planning this assault on Hitler, and one of them may have said, "We need to ram that missile right up Hitler's anus." And
whoa!
And the other one may have said,
"We got
to
work.
You got to work your way up to Hitler's anus." That's the
Mark
only.
That
is the only time I can think that it may have been said before today.
I think everybody knows who's obsessed with Hitler here.
All right, let's hear. And by the way, so the first one, she just gets, you know, she starts crying and her makeup's running, and pretty soon she calls for one of her assistants to come out and take off her wig and pack it, her head with ice, and put the wig back on. That's funny. All right, let's hear what the second sauce is going to be here.
Definitely.
Okay, she came to play. Okay, next okay. up, we have the devil's diarrhea scorpion sauce. Little
ago, scorpion sauce. And that's the other thought I had was, we wonder sometimes about, do some of these writers of Saturday Night Live listen to The Ticket? That sounds like something. Both of those sauces sound like something that Gordo would come up with.
It does.
Or Dan.
It does.
Because it references Hitler or the devil.
I just wish one of the Saturday Night Live writers would work in, kind of like they do on Justified.
Start
and
working
SWAT.
In, yeah.
Just work in one ticket reference where we know for sure to send us the bat signal.
Yes. Send us that
That's
signal.
Just a bit of kindness.
Because from... Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake to Hitler's anus sauce.
Yeah, these are all
thanks, Hitler.
Bits.
Oh, there you go. Isn't it fun to laugh just a little bit when you get started on a Monday morning?
Such fun.
All right, let's talk about a legendary announcer who has a new deal next.